Sacked Human Services Minister Stuart Robert is dreaming if he thinks that he can make his way back on the front bench. His latest indiscretion is over a trip to a mine operating in Queensland where he billed the taxpayer $1,600 for travel expenses. He's agreed to repay the money because he says he wants to ensure that there can be no conflict. But he's still maintaining that that trip in 2013 to the mine in Townsville, which he had shares in, was official business. Liberal donor Paul Marks was one of the mine's directors at the time. He was also involved in Mr. Robert's controversial trip to China. Stuart Robert claims that he flew from the Gold Coast to Townsville, then drove a few hundred kilometres southwest to bend the ear of the then Queensland Premier Campbell Newman. But internal documents from the Premier's office tell a different story. They say that they were told Mr. Robert was going in a private capacity. Well, if he was going in a private capacity, why did he bill the taxpayer? Hedley Thomas sums it up perfectly in The Australian today. It is an absurd notion that he needed to go all the way to North Queensland to talk to Mr. Newman when at almost any time they could have met in Brisbane or the Gold Coast. Having been caught out, Mr. Robert could have owned up and apologised profusely. The $1,600 is a trivial amount, but his explanation is as bad as his misjudgment in believing that taxpayers should pick up the tab for a trip to his investment to rub shoulders with a large party donor. Good luck, Stuart Robert, getting back on the front bench, even though he's telling people in Canberra at the moment that that's where he will end up.